Checking the mic. Checking the mic. Checking the mic is what I like. Checking the mic. Checking the mic. What I like is checking the mic. Ooh. Awesome. More vocal on that mic, please.
Turtle.
Welcome.
Hold on. Can I check my mic real quick? Checking the mic. Yeah, you're such a prima donna now.
You're such a prima donna, Kai.
Dang.
Welcome to the Enter the Shell show.
Hi, Katie. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me here.
We've been counting down the days until we were going to have you in the studio to check the mic with us.
Exactly. That was like, that was the entire process of this was like, how do we get Katie?
Just in here to check the mic. That's actually all we want. Yeah. Oh, I guess we can have her play some music too.
It's definitely a very, it's a highbrow thing that many people don't understand. So I'm really happy that you guys connected to it.
And it actually changed my life.
It did. We sing it all. Kai, can you give your impression of checking the mic?
I just tried to. Checking the mic.
Sounds like a transvestite.
I know. I have balls.
Holy balls.
So weird. Anyways. So we've got Katie Costello here in the studio. We are very excited as we are kicking off this new kind of transition of getting down and dirty with artists. First,
right.
We lost our virginity to Lucy Schwartz a couple weeks ago. And
exactly.
In for sloppy seconds is Katie Costello.
That's
loving it.
But I've, what
it's
I've
been a lifelong trend of mine, so that's wonderful.
Keep it going. All right.
What I've been told is that you're more eloquent, you're more smoother. You like bias wine at least.
Yes. I mean, depending on the situation, I'll take you out to a nice date.
I appreciate that.
But and more often than not, I mean, I just want to get you drunk.
Done. Done.
She's got that really cool like East Coast swag.
Yeah, even though she's just from Hermosa Beach, you're only down here for like
like calling her out.
No, well, I mean, but she's from
Hermosa.
What do you rep the most? Do you rep New York or Hermosa? You can lie to me. It's women do all the time.
Oh my god, that's so heavy. I would say I rep New York more because I live there now and because I love it and because it's made me into the woman I am today.
Dun, dun, dun.
However, Hermosa Beach holds a very significant and dear place in my heart because, you know, everything happened to me there. Puberty.
That's important.
Loss of virginity. Loss of faith in mankind. Loss of braces. And that's awesome. And, you know, previously, the assembling of braces. So everything.
You do have
was
nice
there.
Teeth, if I can just say.
She has really fab. She's got this beautiful, like, red lipstick on, too, and her teeth are just popping.
And if I could just say, if you can just let me ramble just real quick, I have been, you know, this has been my passion for the last, I want to say, month, and that is I've been finding women's teeth extremely sexy.
He actually talked to me about my teeth last night. It was really awkward.
Now I like judging between your I don't want to pick teeth right now because it'll just be completely awkward.
You have very nice teeth.
You do too.
Both of you have lovely teeth. And might I add, ladies, if you're listening, if you want to know to get to my heart, white teeth.
Get some braces.
Amazing.
I had a very traumatic experience when I was about 14 years old. I went on a school field trip, and an elderly couple were the chaperones for the trip, and they were talking about their dental problems, and they leaned over to me and said, if you want to be happy in the later years of your life, make sure you take care of your teeth. And it scared the living shit out of me. And
you're like, Mom, I gotta get braces now.
No, it's really what happened. Well, I had very terrible teeth.
Did you?
As a child.
Were you ridiculed? Like, I'm sorry to bring up, like, emotions.
Really?
No, it's true. I wouldn't say I was ridiculed by and large by my peers, but certainly my brother, he called me Shark Tooth.
Oh, my God. gosh. So wait, did you have like one that like stuck out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's sexy. See,
that's hot.
Yeah. It's very jewel-esque.
Well, you know, very jewel. I had my bottom teeth were like stacked. Like
a shark?
Yeah. And my brother called them shark stacked teeth, but I don't have a brother, so that's different. Anyways.
By the way, allow me to interrupt real quick. I just want to say that we're coming from NoHo 2 Studio. Check them out. They're a photography studio, NoHo2.com. I just wanted to get that plug in because I know we sound a little... Like we're not actually
at the dentist office, we just wanted to clear that up real quick.
I shit you not. But going back from Hermosa to New York, this latest EP, The City in Me, okay, I actually got a chance to watch the music video Cityscapes.
Yes.
That video, okay, I have like 10 questions about that video first and foremost. It fucked with me a little bit. But first,
Shouldn't have been on drugs when you watched it. But.
Well, you know, on drugs is kind of like my thing.
That happens,
you know?
Yeah.
If anyone ever has any pot, like just bring it over down. I'm totally down to
smoke. And put on Katie's
exactly,
video.
Exactly. Hopefully you'll win it with us. But Cityscapes was actually, two great things happened with that video. One, Greg Holden. He got to direct it, and I want to know how that kind of came about.
Greg Holden is a technological wizard.
Totally.
Not many people know this, but I found this out, and I quickly began exploiting him for his skills.
That's fantastic.
I think he is a nice person, but I'm more interested in what he can do for me.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I found that out, that he was crafty. We just collaborated on an idea for Cityscapes. We wanted to capture that sort of like creative spontaneity that you feel when you visit a city versus capturing the city itself, because although it's about a city, it's more about the feeling of a city versus literally the city itself. So we made it in like 3 hours using some stamps.
You guys kind of like tooted and booted it?
And an iPhone 4. And that's
really?
That's fantastic.
That's so really cool. What I liked is that it premiered on spinner.com.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really cool. And okay, now let me get into where you've really fucked with me on this song, okay? I saw the song. And then in the music video, all it is you stamping pretty much the lyrics. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's no like, and I don't want to ruin this for anybody, but it kind of talks about New York and in LA, right? And in the video, there is no defining, like you can't really tell where they are. There's no like landscape. There's no skylines or anything like that. So it keeps it very generic. But two things happened when I saw this video. One is I was really focusing on the lyrics. And then this is the strange part. This is where you really fucked with me. God damn it. This is when I put it in my car and I put the audio on. Because I wasn't listening to the melody when I was watching the video. Because it was more for visually.
Yeah.
You know? And so like I tuned out the melody. And I was just really consumed with the lyrics. And then... like I felt like I neglected the melody when I was listening to the song. Was that kind of like, why are you fucking with me? Just like, why'd you
do it? It's
like
a personal
that?
Problem, yeah. But
it's definitely, I felt like you needed to be put in your place.
I was.
So I did it on purpose.
She had you in mind the whole time.
It was purely unintentional. I only want you to be happy.
Are you finding that? Are you finding that a lot of people are having this problem, or is that just me?
You know,
it's not necessarily a problem.
You
it's
mean,
more
noticing the lyrics separately from the actual
right.
music? It's from the other music itself, or like the video itself?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it was probably just because you were masturbating to the video.
No. I was high.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to cheapen the
that
mood.
That can change things. Yeah.
From time to time. Okay. Well, listen, let's talk about, okay. So I was noticing, in comparing, Kaleidoscope Machine, that was a really playful upbeat record, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm just kind of noticing, like, with your latest EP, The City and Me, it's definitely got a little bit more of like a stripped down sound to it. Mm-hmm. Kind of what evolved with that? Is that something that, you know, are you trying to, is that a direction that you're going? Is that just something that you had in mind for this album or?
Well, at the point at which I decided I wanted to make an EP, I actually already finished my newest record, Lamplight, which will be released next year. I ended up talking to one of my greatest friends. His name's David Lamro, and he's an amazing musician and has introduced me to like all of my favorite musicians, and I just like respect his musical taste mm-hmm. so much. I typically don't like EPs from the standpoint of I don't want to feel like an EP is a less serious version of a full-length record. Mm-hmm. So I was a little wary about making it to begin with, and then I was wary about, you know, because I wanted to make an EP, you know, how I was going to go about it. And it sort of evolved extremely, extremely naturally, and I realized that I had, like, four songs that really fit into this theme of like, you know, finding your home and going to and from cities and like finding your place there. And then Cityscapes became sort of like the song that tied it all together. But I think the stripped down production of it was really just a matter of time and finances. We rented a studio and we did it in 4 days. So we didn't have a lot of time to really put, you know, too much else on it other than, you know, a couple musician friends that were in LA that were able to contribute to it. I'm so happy with it because I'm glad that it tells a story of its own. And I feel like if that was put into like a full length record format, I feel like it
lost it.
Yeah. I don't think it would have translated the same way. So I am really happy that, to discover that EPs can be such a awesome and creative experience to make.
You're awesome.
Well, you know what? I think we should now, like, come full circle and
give it back to the fans.
Yeah, give it back to the fans. Let's hear Cityscapes. And this is a live performance.
Oh, let's talk. Yeah, we've got Katie plugged up right here. She's got her little keyboard in front of her. And
plugged up.
Yeah. We're gonna sit here and get our lighters out and
exactly. The album is The City in Me, and that's an EP that you can download on iTunes.
We're gonna have the links on anothershell.com, all that good stuff.
Everywhere.
First things first, let's hear this special live performance here with Katie Costello of Cityscapes right here on the Enter the Shell show.
Cityscape, I want to escape. Take me to the root of your light. Cityscape, forever engraved. Stuck in time, stuck inside my mind. And how did you ever get so bright? And how did you soar so very high? And when did I not love you? And when did I not know you? You make me better than I could be. I'm bursting at my seams. Cityscape, I know I'm home when I see your skyline in the night. Cityscape, you've let me see that I'm my home wherever I shall be. And how have you taken all my fears? And how have you made everything seem clear? And when did I not love you? And when did I not know you?
cityscape, you're more than a place. You're part of everything that I am. Cityscape, you make me chase. You make me follow everything I can.
Yeah. You sound pretty damn good there, Katie Costello. Oh,
thank you. I am motivated by your beautiful faces before me.
She lies.
I wanted to talk to you real quick about Lamplight. Now, this album you've been working on, when we talked to you about 6 months ago, you were still working on that. And you had your Lamplight series. And see, like, what's funny is, like, a lot of people think, kind of in the EP mentality, that they can go in and do something in 4 days and just kick something out. And you know what? For the most part, that really doesn't happen. Albums take forever. And that's because, like, when you're in the studio, you know, you can't control a lot of things. Did you feel that when you were in the studio that you were going to start controlling, like, a lot of what was going on? Or did you want everything to seem organic, and did you want that EP to be organic?
Well, I definitely felt like going into making the record Lamplight, I felt like I wanted to sort of control the experience. I wanted to, like, do things very on task and in a very scheduled manner. And the producer I worked with, his name's Tony Berg, and he's a Los Angeles-based producer. And he produces records the way I believe most people write songs, which is there's no rhyme or reason why a song comes about or why you write it, or, you know, all of these things sort of, you know, come to fruition after the fact. But the initial inspiration is a very spontaneous and sometimes frustrating experience, because you're waiting to have a great idea. Not like you're just on task in order to complete something. And I came out of the experience loving working that way so much more. I found that it made the record into something that could have never been created if it was, you know, if we were following some master schedule.
Like, organized and...
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was completely organic, and I really believe that everything that's on the record was supposed to be there because there was enough time and energy put into it. Mm-hmm. That made it a very natural, but also like, well taken care of piece of work. So, anyways, I'm extremely happy with it, and I think when people hear it, they'll hear that a lot of time was put into it, and that it, you know, everything was significant. No, there was no detail that was sort of
overlooked.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So it's like, even though you weren't, you know, I think that some artists, I mean, everyone does it different. So you can't go into, like, the studio with this mindset that you're going to micromanage everything, but yeah, you didn't, definitely. But you still got everything out of it, and maybe more than what you.
Yeah, completely. I think just letting go and realizing that all things creative are completely out of your control makes for so much of a better experience and just a better record in general, I think.
I agree. Well, speaking of organic and creative, those are words that come to mind when I think about...
Weed. No,
yes. No, but when I think about seeing Katie live, because, you know, if we backtrack a little bit, the Enter the Shell crew, it was like the first time that all of us have been able to get together and go to something together. So we actually had the chance to see you and Greg Holden, and I know, it was so great. But you have this kind of undeniable energy about yourself when you perform. You're very witty. I was like, damn, she's actually really funny.
Like, she's only very,
I want to do copy with her.
And
I want to spike it.
Oh, I am blushing. Oh, God.
You're as red as a microphone.
Oh, I am.
No, but I definitely think that there's an element of that creativeness that you bring to your shows, and just, like, with this record, I don't feel like you're the type of person that per se, like, you know, micromanages your performances and stuff. you know, it just, you get out there, it's you. And I think that that is half the reason why your following and your fan base is, it's just so like genuine. Cause anytime we put anything on the website or mention anything on Facebook, it's just like the type of response that we get. It's really, it's very
people
pure.
Like you.
People are like, we're so happy she had braces.
I don't think they knew she had braces.
They should be. They should be. The alternative Shark situation tooth. Would have been.
That should be the name of your next album.
Shark Tooth.
Shark Tooth Strikes Again. Katie Costello's Transformation.
That's you can what do like a music called. Video with your braces like
that
on.
That would be great. I would love that.
You should. You should.
But where did this, like, not necessarily persona, because, I mean, it's you, right? I mean, it's not like...
It's an act.
I knew it. I knew
actually
it. She's like, actually, my name isn't Katie. It's Kate.
She's like, I actually used to be in a soap opera prior to.
I think it's two things. One of the reasons is maybe not a good thing, and the other one is not a good or a bad thing. It just is an explanation.
Okay.
But the first reason is I don't have the energy to put like something to like. Put on weird clothes that I wouldn't wear normally or like act a way I wouldn't act normally.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. Like, it's so difficult. Like, you see people that do it and it's so impressive and it's amazing and there's no question that there's something to be, you know, admired and said for that. And mm-hmm. I mean, people love it. But I frankly just don't have it in me to do it.
I like it.
And then the other reason is, I didn't really talk to anybody other than my mom and my dad and my cats until I was like maybe 12 years old. So I think now I have like pent up thoughts that I can't stop.
You have like diarrhea mouth.
I do. I really have a very serious diarrhea mouth. And I think it was because I was in silence. Unintentionally for the first part of my life.
Wow, really? That's interesting.
And it all bubbled over, and it's never been the same.
Ever since your teeth got fixed, you've talked
pretty
more.
Much.
That's fantastic.
Now, real quick, like, I'm weird. I play this really stupid game of I wake up in the morning and I see how long I go without talking.
Oh wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, like
that's so. Meditative.
Have you ever gone like a whole day?
No.
The longest you've ever gone?
My phone will usually... I think the longest I've gone is like up until like 1 or 2
Do you ever
o'clock.
Push ignore and then like text that person back so you
No. Because I hate texting too. I just call me. Just call.
Oh, that's cool. He texts me all the time. He's I hate it.
I do. And I'm usually driving. And she texts me the most inopportune times. I'm usually driving. Yeah. And then it's like, okay, I don't want
to
die.
Trying to get him a ticket or two.
Yeah. She'll show me like her boobs or something like that. It's really...
Yeah, new picture mail. Like he's like, who's that 12-year-old? Oh, that's guy.
Oh my god, that's terrible.
Speaking of driving in this dreary weather, this Seattle-like weather, I might preach that I am a Seattle-esque native.
Wow, nobody knows that. You always.
I always talk about it. I have love for the Pacific Northwest. As
I do. I do too.
You should because. The Pacific Northwest loves you. So let's talk about coffee.
Oh my god.
Okay. Because I mean I grew up around the coffee capital of America.
Yeah, that's true.
We heard that you have a problem with that.
Well, I have such a problem.
You're making it sound like
this is a very sensitive subject for me because
first her teeth and now
I thought you might have mentioned that because of what I've recently done to myself, what I've inflicted on myself. I was talking to a number of people. A lot of them, I have a couple of friends in New York that one's a nutritionist, and there's a couple other that are like pretty involved in health. And they were talking to me about coffee and caffeine and et cetera. And I was just like, man, I love it. I can't live without it. And I've had people in the past, they've quit coffee and I've been like, you are the biggest idiot in the whole world.
Ever.
And I like without any remorse or like sarcasm at all, like I genuinely feel like those people are absolutely stupid. But anyways, I got to talking to them about the effects of caffeine and they were like, yeah, I mean, if you're like already really neurotic and if you already have like a racing mind and you're already like a pretty like controlling crazy person, then you should definitely not have coffee. And I was like, oh my God, that's me. That's what's wrong with me. Yeah, so I went into this like huge crisis of like, oh my God, I'm crazy because I've been flooding my veins with caffeine forever. Really, forever.
So,
forever.
Do you think you'll do like decaf coffee? Do you like the taste?
I'm doing decaf right now and like drinking tea, and I feel like a terrible person. I mean, the quality of my life has significantly diminished. Yeah. I feel really. I mean, the world just shines a little less bright.
Yeah. You know?
So I don't think I'm going to last very long, but it's definitely an interesting experience because I love coffee. I love coffee culture. I love just drinking that stuff.
Is tea culture not cool?
I'll have some green tea here and there, but like coffee is just like.
I would just say that coffee
is awesome.
Is great. And, you know, I just, ever since I've been ordering decaf lattes, I just feel like a total idiot.
But wrong. But have you, like, I wean my, it took me, like, 2.5 years to finally, like, wean myself off of caffeine.
And because, crack.
And crack and a few other things. But I was doing a lot of decaf soda or soda with, like, natural flavors and stuff like that. And then, you know, I finally not necessarily rid myself of it, but because like I love Jack and Coke and things like that. But I do notice that when I do drink a soda that it just gets me amped up.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I think I've had caffeine or coffee so much that it doesn't even like I can have a pot of coffee and go to bed.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't affect me.
I can too. I can too. Or I could.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
once you do cut it out, like once you drink a lot of water and stuff, I mean, I guess you do feel a difference, or like you just feel like you have like natural energy. I don't know. We're all really screwed up. We're all very lost and far from home. Oh wow, weird.
Oh my god, what a perfect
segue. A perfect segue into some more music. So enough of this coffee talk.
Right, it's getting me thirsty.
Because I'm like sitting here drinking a caffeinated soda.
I do feel.
Thanks a lot. Now you make me feel bad about my life.
Well, I do feel lost and far from home since I've been not drinking coffee.
Well, I'm going to need you to pull it together, Katie Costello. All right. Well, with that said, we are going to continue to tease your sexy little ears. We've got some more live music coming from Miss Katie Costello herself right here, right in front of our faces, right in your ears. She's going to be performing right here, right now, live her song, Lost and Far From Home. That's right here on the Enter the Shell show.
Memories she hoped would last. ran away so far away that the streets were no longer paved with lines. The soles of her feet weren't as tough as she claimed them to be. She wiped her eyes. It was no surprise that she was lost and far from home. Strange and familiar signs, little to coincide. However, she packed her bags and made her way anywhere if he could take her. With her head on a pillow and her pain tucked under the sheets, music playing softly without a steady beat, a steady beat.
All right.
I want to pack you in a bag and take you home with me. Is that weird?
Katie Costello.
It's adorable.
Check her out, katiecostellomusic.com. There, people can...
Live right here.
Yeah, yeah. But there, people can, like, hook up with you mm-hmm. on MySpace, Facebook.
Everything.
Do you have a MySpace? Is that a personal question? I don't know.
That's a really, really personal question. I do. Please don't tell anybody. Yeah, I'm everywhere, all over the internet and every single
She's
place.
Got pictures of her shark tooth everywhere. Her photo albums, too, so make sure you check that out.
I have a historical archive of photos of me. It's great.
Oh, my gosh.
Real quick, I actually went on katiecostellomusic.com, and I went into your blog section. And in there, you had the chick that did Eat, Pray, Love. It was like a 20...
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Ted.
That was dope.
So amazing. TED Talks are the greatest thing ever. But Elizabeth Gilbert did the most amazing one. And I'm sure you saw about, right. You know, about creativity and like how it's, you know, how it sparked and like assigning personal like responsibility for it. Yeah. I thought it was so amazing.
Are you gonna take kind of that and use that or what she was talking about, or
I mean, what she was talking about actually was, I mean, hearing somebody I respected and who I regard as being really intelligent and et cetera. I was really relieved to hear her say that because I feel like anytime I've written something, it's been like not only unexpected, but it's just something that sort of occurs, and it's not something that I ever really assign that much significance to. And so it made me happy to hear her say that she thought that creativity was something that, you know, you sort of like cosmically get this opportunity and you take advantage of it. And it doesn't mean like based on, you know, how creative or not creative you are, it doesn't mean you're like good or bad at creating things.
Right, right.
It just means that like you happen to be sort of the vessel with which the creative...
The vessel with which...
The creative...
talking with her hands.
Being came into you, so...
The vessel.
I really... It made me...
Right? Dude, it made me think, too. me, too. I was like, you know what? Like, people can fuck up. And, like, and if they reach their peak, you know, it's like... great, like... You know, that book or whatever may define them, but it shouldn't define them for their life.
Yeah.
You know, people are going to be defined by other things.
You guys are kind of changing the world right here, right now. Like, people are going to be like, whoa, what just happened? I just wanted to hear her play some music.
This is so philosophical. I do feel like when you sort of, like, I don't know, over-intellectualize being creative, mm-hmm. it can turn on you.
It can totally mess with your mojo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree. So let's talk about Halloween a little bit.
Oh, my God.
You're obsessed with it?
I love it.
Like, more than coffee or not?
Like, I would say on par. However, Halloween it just only happens once in
it
a
does.
Year. And coffee is a daily celebration.
Well, it might be a once a year thing for you right now with the way that you're deciding to just ruin your life.
that is also true.
Yep. What are you going to be for Halloween?
At this point, I think I'm going to be a deviled egg.
That's fantastic.
I love deviled eggs.
They're great. They're delicious. But this costume is just it's one of those like really cheap costumes that are made of styrofoam that you buy from outlet stores.
Yes.
But it's like in the shape of an egg and there's horns on top and you just wear it. You just put it over your body and then your head sticks out.
Like that
kind of
deviled egg. I was like picturing like the yolk and like a real
deviled yolk is visible. So
it is? Oh, good. I hope that you'll post some pictures of yourself all deviled up. What are some like outstanding past Halloween outfits that you've rocked?
I've been in M&M pretty consecutively because I just find that to be a great costume.
That's impressive, yeah.
I was a Mutant Ninja Turtle for most of my youth.
Me too.
That's my life, by the way.
Like at recess, like every day.
Yeah.
So kindergarten through sixth grade.
Exactly.
Where did this obsession with Halloween come from?
Well, I love scary movies and I don't know. I just love kitsch, and Halloween's so kitschy and ridiculous, and I love it. I think it's great.
You're kitschy.
I think it's fantastic. I love scary movies, and I like that around Halloween there's a bunch of scary movies, and people talk about supernatural things that are, I think it's great.
Now, I'm not like a fuddy-duddy or anything like that, but I'm not into Halloween.
Why?
I'm just not. I don't like getting dressed up.
No, I don't like getting dressed up, but I do like
Just the whole energy of this time of year.
Yeah.
When's the last time you dressed up for Halloween?
The last time? I don't know if it was dressed up, but I wore a sweatshirt that said, "This is my Halloween costume."
That sounds about right.
Type thing. I was just like, and everyone thought I was the puss face.
Why don't you just go get yourself a sombrero and be a dirty Mexican?
Because olé.
Olé, olé, olé.
Because I'm that every day of my life.
Yeah, true. They're like, oh, look, Albert's dressed like a white boy. You should like shave and like try to look normal. They'll be like, ooh, that's scary.
Maybe. You do have some tour dates coming up. People do want to see Katie. I know that you're going to be playing in Ventura November 4th.
Yes.
And then you're going to be at UCSD, right?
Unfortunately, it's a students-only event.
Which could be good for students.
Yeah.
Great for students.
Yeah.
So, and that's what, November 17th?
Yeah, that's going to be November 17th.
Unfortunately, it's only for students. Exactly. And then, fortunately, everybody can go to katiecostellomusic.com. Everybody can go to Enter the Shell, iTunes. We're going to have all the information about how you can follow Katie and her deviled egg costume all over the webby web. Any other projects coming up after these couple performances? I mean, other performances, stuff going on back east?
I'm playing a show on December 15th at Rockwood Music Hall.
Okay.
But otherwise, I'm just, you know, I'm just going to lock myself up, celebrate secular Christmas, and, you know.
Have some coffee.
Get ready for this record next year. Well, so, yeah.
We are ready for it.
Is there an official date for that record? No.
You can make, make one up and we'll have
don't
the exclusive.
Make it up. No, don't make it up because then people will write us.
Damn them. Enter the Shell screwed us.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
but it will be in 2011.
It will be in early 2011.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
Well, we're excited. And then, of course, you know, as you venture back to Hollyweird, you better hit us up. So we can hang out a little bit more. All right. So we're getting everyone aroused. We're hoping that this is going to be the big O, this next live song here in the studio. We've got Katie here all strapped up, ready to play. And let's take a little listen to this song, Ships in the Night. Hanging out with Turtle and Kai right here on the Enter the Shell show.
I'm finding farewell is the word I won't say, at the risk of being what it is. I'm finding so long is what took so long to finally utter with strength. And I can't be what I need, and I can't treat you right, when nothing lasts forever, this my friend won't pass in the night. This my friend is still a goodbye. You're so far away, I don't know what that means. It's finally dawned upon me that I couldn't hold on to what's moving on. We've passed like ships in the night, and I can't be what I need, and I can't treat you right when nothing lasts forever. This, my friend, won't pass in the night. This, my friend, is still a goodbye. And I will haunt you, haunt you. And I will never feel you gone. And I can't be what I need, and I can't treat you right when nothing lasts forever. This, my friend, won't pass in the night. This, my friend, is still a goodbye. This, my friend, won't pass in the night. This, my friend, is still a goodbye, 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 goodbye.
All right.
Yay.
What a nice
little treat.
KatieCostelloMusic.com.
KatieCostelloMusicInOurStudio.com.
Yeah. The EP is The City in Me. Get it everywhere.
Get it right.
Exactly.
It's pretty exciting.
So I messed up once. Sorry.
Pull it together. So lots of exciting things going on with Enter the Shell this week that we want to tell you about. Milo, one of our famous little bloggers. Katie, do you ever read any of our blogs? You don't have to lie.
I read them regularly.
When you're drunk.
Okay. When I'm drunk only.
Fantastic. Good. So, well,
Milo's, have a great time.
Milo's going to be thrilled because if you're drunk, then Milo's blogs actually probably sound pretty damn good when you're reading them. Forget the spell check. So Milo, he's one of our little award-winning bloggers. He does this little thing called Artist of the Week, and this is where we give Milo all the power to tell the world who he thinks is Artist of the Week. We can't do you every week, Katie, so I hope you understand.
What a disappointment.
I know. Wow. So that little feature is going to be coming out on Friday, and I've got a couple little clues here. Let's see if you can figure it out. If you know who this is, don't say it, though,
okay,
or I'll bite you with my shark tooth.
Okay.
Milo says this week's Artist of the Week is a New Jersey-born singer-songwriter. He's been making music since 2001. Another little clue here. He recently released his sixth studio album. He's a graduate of Syracuse. He lives in LA. His mom's a teacher. His dad's a dentist. And that's who actually did Katie's braces.
Really?
But no. He's a dentist that does braces. And not an orthodontist. Anyways, we have no idea. Check out the blog section this Friday to see who wants to quote-unquote break up with Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, and real quick, I want to do just a real quick Kai Celebrity Corner.
Yeah, about that.
Do you know any gossip or anything that's going on with any celebrities?
We decided we weren't going to like prepare any like celebrity stuff because we figured that you're kind of like one of those, you know, like
people
TMZ like tabloid whores in the grocery store.
Yeah.
So I was like hoping maybe you could fill me in on what's going on.
Well, I don't have cable anymore, so I don't get to watch it. But somebody recently told me that I need to read up on my TMZ.
You do.
So I was actually really, you know, taken aback. So I think I'm gonna.
So you really don't have any like celebrity gossip for us?
I did hear one thing, and this was one of the most intriguing bits of news gossip, I guess, that really just piqued my curiosity, and that was about Perez Hilton. Yeah, Perez Hilton. He's no longer outing people. So because like on his blogs, he would just out them without
like that's pretty much how he like made
right Perez Hilton
millions.
Exactly. And he's like, because you know there's this whole bullying thing that's happening ever since that like one kid took his life because he felt he was being bullied because his roommate showed, I guess, I don't know if it was like a video of the guy being gay or something, but it like he had evidence.
Oh, yeah, I mean there's been a lot of like gay related deaths and stuff lately.
Yeah, so out of that comes Perez Hilton saying that he no longer is going to out people. He's going to stop bullying people.
So he's pretty much quitting.
You know,
I don't think he knows how to not do that.
I don't think
that
his blog is going to be successful anymore.
I know. I'm going to unbookmark it when I get home.
I think I think just as a life choice, I would say it's generally a good idea not to be successful based on other people's plight.
I think you're
smart.
I would
say as a general rule. Not regarding anyone in particular, but I would just say, you know, generally speaking, it's definitely...
Well, we're hoping that Perez is going to listen to this show and pull it together.
Yeah, exactly.
So, fine words of advice from Katie Costello.
Yeah, so I just thought that was very interesting and just
That is very interesting. That's good to hear. You know?
The most interesting part about that is that you kept calling Perez Hilton Paris Hilton.
I know.
I mean,
it's probably the most entertaining part of that name, so it's easy to do that.
It is. But you know what? We have a little business to get to. Sarah, she's going to be doing an album review of The Doo-Wops and Hooligans by Bruno Mars. Are you into Bruno Mars?
No, I'm not. I'm not familiar, really.
Neither am I. I'm not. I'm like
next.
Next. But she is going to be doing. She does a covers review, and she's going to be doing Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds by the Beatles, covered by Elton John. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that this cover is on Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy.
Yeah, it is.
If you're a big Elton John fan, this is like right before Elton John was gay. This is when he was straight. He came out with this album.
When was Elton John straight?
Well, this is like early in his career.
I don't remember that ever.
This is before he came like really just flamboyant. Okay. And everything like that. But this album, Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy, I actually heard it on vinyl when my friends had it and they played it and it just blew my fucking socks off that I went and I couldn't afford vinyl, but I did buy it on CD. And if you have the chance, opportunity, I highly suggest you pick up that album. This review is probably going to be an amazing review because I just absolutely love that album and what Elton John did with that. Richard, he's going to be reviewing Lil Wayne's new one that just came out last week.
Hello.
Yeah, I am not a human being. No, because you are still in prison. That's why, Lil Wayne.
That sucks for him. Best of luck to him. Did a little CD giveaway with the lovely Lucy Schwartz when we invaded her living room. And we had tons of people write in to get the signed copies of Lucy's CDs. And our two fabulous winners, we wanted to announce them. Brandon Randall of Mesa, Arizona, and Taryn Huston, I hope I'm saying that right, of Amsterdam, New York. So congratulations on those. And we're also going to piggyback on that. Yeah. We've cut some goodies from Miss Katie here.
Yay.
And Katie, we're going to give you that CD to give to Tyrone Houston. to save us some money on postage, if you don't mind.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh.
Katie, go see Katie.
If you could just meet up with her.
Yeah, I'll email him and we'll meet in Union Square. It'll be great. That's perfect.
We spent all of our money on that cupcake for you.
Oh my god, it was well worth the expense.
Duh,
it's been great looking at it, and even greater eating it, I would assume.
Yeah, just a little background on that for those of you that don't know: we actually got Katie into the studio. We bribed her with cupcakes.
Yeah. So it worked. Very
I was like,
successfully.
How can we interview you? She's like, just give me a cupcake, and we're like, okay, done.
So
she's here. Oh, it's god. Working out. It's great.
It is. It's great.
So we're gonna have some signed. Copies of Katie's CD to give out, so make sure that you log on to enterthesshell.com. Milo's going to have a little blog, some rules as to what you need to do to get your hands on that.
Right, and we're going to actually be doing something even 10 times cooler with Katie. Now, we talked about Room 5 and how we actually went there and we interviewed Katie and Greg Holden. We did a bootleg series that we were just kind of testing out. And we actually have a concert of Katie's that if you just...
It's very live and uncut.
Yeah, it's live, yes. Uncut. You can hear me like bustling through the crowd and stuff like that. I mean, it wasn't me. We had someone else do it. That's it.
It was the midget.
Yeah, it was the midget. But just for entering, you're going to get...
A
copy of the bootleg.
So it's
very
like a
exclusive.
Win-win. Yeah.
So many
like,
treats.
Write in and talk about how awesome Katie is, and you're going to get a little something in return.
That's
exactly.
This so time wonderful. Around.
Yeah, so that's what we do, because we love our fans. We do have a couple little shout-outs that we would like to give to people that have written in to us this week, and on the website we've got Nikki Lorenzo, Booba Cole. Is this your voice right here?
Yeah, the hoser we got. Oh, and real quick, I have a shout out for some local bands here in LA, After, Mall, Axia, Drugstore Fanatics. They're actually, if you don't have anything to do October 29th for Halloween, they're actually going to be putting on a show, and it's going to be at the Swing House. Now, get this, it's $20, free booze, and if you're a dirty Mexican like me, they got free carne asada. So $20 if you have nothing to do.
I'm there.
The Swing House.
What a steal.
Yeah, that is beyond a steal, because I'll eat like $30 in carne asada and drink $60 in beer, because that's how I roll. I don't know about
you. That's a good pre-Halloween party. Mm-hmm.
Forget the coffee. Get the asada.
Get the carne asada.
Carne.
I love it.
Yeah. So...
We're gonna do a little demoralizer. We had to actually explain to Katie what this big machine was here in the studio, because she was a little alarmed. She was like, "Oh my gosh, is my hair gonna fall out like radiation if it turns on?" And we're like, "No, it's fine." So we're gonna actually turn this bad boy on. We wanted to keep it off because the feedback from the keyboard and whatnot.
Totally all right.
But it's clearly very important that we get the message of the show like ASAP. So let's go ahead and turn that bad. Katie, can you turn that on for us really quick?
In the city, Nahotu Studio, White Teeth, Caffeine, Halloween, Katie Costello, Cityscapes, EP, New York, and Kaleidoscope. That means it is done. Katie, if you'll open up that envelope and tell us the moral of today's show.
She might have ripped through the moral.
Of course she did. Of course she did.
See if you can put that nice cardstock stationery back together. There.
I study at coffee shops because all these damn artsy people motivate me to work towards a real job.
Well.
It is. That is the moral.
We're changing lives. One demoralizer session at a time.
Wow. I relate to that so much. Yeah.
You really should. Yeah.
Thanks again to NoHo2 Studio, NoHo2.com, for providing this lovely photography space.
Absolutely.
Really cool of them.
Of course, just a quick reminder, again, all these lovely performances, these little songs that Katie's been sharing with us throughout the show. This is just one more reason why you need to pick up... Her latest EP, The City and Me.
Exactly. And to recap, November 4th, out in Ventura at Zoe's Cafe. Go check her out. And if you happen to be a student at UCSD, go ahead and check out her show. It's going to be lovely. And for more information, katiecostellomusic.com.
Write in. Give us some love. Tell us what you think about her music. Give us some feedback. Show Katie some love. And any final thoughts, Miss Costello?
I feel like in conclusion, you know, this was a great idea, you guys, and I look forward to the next one.
Well,
I do too.
It's gonna just be fabulous.
Maybe it can be like a theme.
Can you wear your podcast deviled egg?
Yeah.
Outfit. You might have to stand up while you play.
I'm totally down.
Next time, of course. I'm so down. No, that'd be great. So
I'll bring my synth and my deviled egg costume.
I thought you said your sin. I was like, yes, bring.
Bring all
too.
The sin.
We
welcome
that.
A lot of sin into the studio. Well, with that said, we want to definitely end this on a big, fat, juicy, beautiful note. And that's going to be meaning that Turtle and I are going to shut the hell up, and we're going to just let Katie take it away for us. Yeah. This is her fourth and final live song for us right here on the Enter the Shell show. It is her fabulous song, Cassette Tape. Yeah. Much love to you for being on the show.
Yeah, we will talk to you next time, and we're out of here.
Later.
Thank you.
Take it away, Katie.
I hate talking, and I hate walking next to someone I don't know. Someone I don't know, and I hate pretending to keep up this friend thing when I have enough friends. And I'd rather be at home, and things would be much easier, and it would really save some time if you knew my favorite color and my favorite kind of pie. I wish there was a social excuse to make you a cassette tape. I'd teach you all about my life from side B to side A. Fast forward, rewind, never mind. I hate being picky, but right now you don't get me. But in time I think you will, but I know you won't until you listen very closely to the tape, and mostly you will see how I've become someone I hope you'll know and love. And things would be much easier, and it would really save some time if you knew my favorite color and my favorite kind of pie. I wish there was a social excuse to make you a cassette tape. I'd teach you all about my life from side B to side A. Fast forward, rewind, never mind. My good friends know that I've never tried a boysenberry. My good friends know that in the wintertime my legs are hairy. My good friends know that I never understood chemistry. My good friends know that I never date people who know less than me. And you don't know, and we're not getting any younger. And you don't know, and telling you would just take longer. I wish there was a social excuse to make you a cassette tape. I'd teach you all about my life from side B